and we saw the speech of Eliphaz and Eov's response. We saw the speech of Bildad and Eov's response. And now we get up to Perek Chaf, Rakim Chaf and Chaf Aleph, where we have the speech of Tzofar. And he too, like his first two friends, is speaking about how Rasha Veralo, people get what they deserve. The Chidush here, beyond him describing that the end of their life isn't good and the beginning of their life isn't good, the Chidush of the last few psukim. Let's fast forward to the end of Perek Chaf, when he says, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Yigalu Shamayim Avono. The heavens will reveal his sin. The Eretz Mitzkomemalo, and the land rises up against him. Talking about the heavens revealing, you could think it's nature, but I think it's a reference to God. And you see it even more sharply in Pasuk Yud Chet. Yigel Yevul Beito. The produce, the product of his home, swept away. Nigarot biyom apo. Another type of word for that. Swept away on the day of his anger. Whose anger? God's anger, right? Ze chelek adam rasha me'elohim. This is the lot of the wicked man from God. V'nachalat imro me'el. So as opposed to what we saw a little bit in the first speeches about Rasha Veralo, that it's built into nature, it's part of the course, here it's being attributed to God. And that accounts also for the difference between Eov's response in Perek Chaf Aleph as opposed to the earlier ones. In the earlier ones, Eov claimed that what happened isn't because of a person's rishut. Here, he relates directly to the problem of Rasha V'Tovlo. And he relates to their descriptions of Rishaim, and he says it's not true. There are Rishaim who are bad people who live happily. And interestingly, the proof he brings for this, that there are Rishaim who live happily, are the Reim, are his friends. It's the fact that you are so blithely ranking on me and everything's good for you is the greatest proof. And the Perek basically subdivides. You can, you know, do this comparative study if you want, take out a paper and write the comparative. The first part, he relates to the description of Eliphaz, and the second part, the description of Bildad, and the third, the description of Tzofar. He actually uses the terms. If you want to write specific psukim, Zayin through Tet Zayin, then Yud Zayin through Chaf Aleph, then Chaf Bet through Vav, he uses their terms and refutes them and says, no, the Rishaim enjoy and are successful. So if we saw that round one is where they debated what happens to the Tzaddik, and round two is where they debate what happens to the Rasha, so now we have a big question. What happens in round three? What are they debating there? There's nobody left. Are they going to talk about what happens to the Beinoni? So we're suspense, right? Everyone is in suspense, right? I see looks of suspense. Okay, let's put ourselves out of our suspense by beginning the first speech. Perek Chaf Bet. Who do we expect to step up? Eliphaz. Let's take a look. He says, Vayan Eliphaz Atemani Vayomar Hala'el Yiskon Gaver Ki Yiskon Alemo Maskil. Does man benefit God when he learns wisdom from people? Does man impact God in any way? HaChefetz L'Shaddai Ki Tzedak. Does God care if you're right or wrong? V'imbetza Ki Tatem Durachecha. Does he gain anything if you live correctly or not? As if it impacts him? Would fear of you make him have to deal with you? Does he have to answer you? Does he have to come to trial with you, responding to what Eov is asking for? God has to relate to you? Halo ratcha rabba. Ve'ein keitz la'avonotecha. Everyone should say, ouch, if you understand what that means. Your bad is great, and there's no end to your sins. Even though there's no end, let me list some of them. Pasuk Vav. Ki tachbol achecha chinam. You took collateral from your brothers for no reason. And this is in the Torah, to take things from loans. Uvigdei arumim tafshit. You stripped off the garments from people who had so little to wear. That doesn't sound like a very nice person, right? I don't understand. I thought Eov was a good guy. Lo mayim ayef tashke. You did not give water to the tired to drink. Umeira ev timna lachem. And from the hungry one you held back bread. Huh? The ish zeroa lo haaretz. Should the land, should the world belong to a strong-armed bully? Unesu fanim yeshevba. Should such people be able to settle? It gets worse in Pasuk Tet. Almanot shilachta rekam. Widows you sent away empty-handed. Uzraot yetomim yeduka. And the hands of the orphans you crushed. The difference between round three and the first two rounds is they're no longer speaking about theory here. They're not talking about Tzadik V'Tovlo, Ralo, Russia V'Tov. This is, you are evil. And now at least we're going to be able to relate to like the real questions, right? The real questions as far as Eov is concerned, right? Who was he? What was going on? This is a very stark description of Eov. Al Kain Pasuk Yud. Al Kain Svivotech Hafachim. That's why you're surrounded by traps. Vivalecha pachat pitom, and you're beset by fears and terror because people hate you. Because you wronged a lot of people, because you're evil. Pasuk Yud Bet, to make matters worse, he claims that Eov fought against God too. Hello, Eloah Gavoah Shamayim, God is high in the sky, Ray Rosh Kol Chavim Ki Ramu, and he sees what's going on here. Viamarta, and you said, Maya Dial. What does God know? Hava'ad Arafel Yishpot, can he judge us through the clouds, through the fog? Avim Seter Lo, the clouds block it, and V'lo Yireni, he won't see. V'chuk Shemayim Yitalach, he goes with the people in heaven. Ha'orach Olam Tishmor, Asher Doruchu Meteaven, does he watch what's going on in this world, the steps of those who sin? No! And therefore, you say, Pasuk Yud Zayin Ha'omrim Le'el Surim Enu Yutei God to avoid me, U'mayi Fashadah, what can God do? While Pasuk Yichet V'hum Yilei V'tam Tov, he filled up everything you have, the good in your house he gave you. V'atzak V'shayim R'chaka Meni. And the eighth of the wicked, you said, oh, it's far from me, I don't need to care. You treated people unfairly. You denied, you ignored God's involvement in the world. You acted, you weren't careful about following his rules because you didn't think he's involved. And therefore, Pasuk Yutet, Yeru Tzadikim V'yismachu. Tzadikim should see what's happening to you and be happy. Uvechein Tzadikim Yeru V'yismachu, right? They should see the punishment of the wicked. V'naki Yil'ag Lamo. The innocent man scoffs at this, that the people who are being punished who are not innocent. Imlo Nechiat Ki Yamano V'yitvam Achla Esh. Stature has been destroyed, the pride of fire, right? Eov is a bad person. That's basically what he has to say. Or I would say it a little differently. Eov is talking about, Rishaim and how they benefit. He goes, well, it takes one to know one. You are such a person. We would call this dropping the gloves. The next speeches are far less than this. In fact, it's really unfair to call them speeches. Because as we'll see, there's only one more. By the friends, maybe there's nothing to add after, Eliphaz says it all like that, right? There's one more, and it is five psukim long. Let's take a look in Perek Chafei after the questions. Yes?
Is this all true?
That's a good question that we're going to address, right? Well, what's pshat? First, we're going to see Eov's account of things. And let's say that Eov's account is so drastically different, it's hard to understand, what the answer is, right?
Also, because, we're that.
It says in the beginning of the book he was a righteous guy.
Yeah.
What's pshat, right? These are good questions. You're not on the BNP text list, are you, right? Because I sent out a text. Okay. We're going to deal with this question, right? Everyone saw the text, no? No one saw the text.
Don't look at my phone.
You saw that text, right? I said we're going to deal with that question. Oh, I saw. I think it's a natural question that comes out of this. Okay, let's take a look at Perek Chaf Hei. Bildad says,
wait,
five psukim. Wait. We didn't say anything about it.
Okay.
Are we essing them?
What?
Are we essing them?
I hope not.
You said it.
I want to know how, in a 20-minute podcast, we're supposed to cover Perek Chaf Hei.
It's not a 20-minute podcast.
No, I meant if there were, right? We can do there. But anyway, well, I'll mention briefly some words about it. I just wanted to complete the thought of the speakers. What does Bildad say in 5 Pesukim? Hamshel v'facharimo. Right, there's dominion and fear with God. Hoseh shalom bimromav, the one who makes peace amongst the heavens. Hayesh mispar l'gdudav, is there a number for his bands? V'almilo yokumo rehu, and who does his light not shine upon? Uma yitzdak en oshim el, how can man be just, you know, together with God? Ma yiske yeludi sha, mortal man, we've heard these things. Hay nad yoreach v'lo yelakochavin lazuku v'enav, af ke en oshu rimau v'en adam taliyah. Man is maggot food, and for the worms, right? What's the point? I mean, what's his point? I think his point is that we need to understand the gap between ourselves and God. We need to know that we can't understand. And the person has to come to terms with that. Come to grips with that. That's it. And Iyov responds in Perichov Vav. And what would we expect to happen in Perichov Zayin?
So far.
Okay, so let's turn quickly to Perichov Zayin and look at what Sofar has to say. Sofar, the third guy, right? Yeah. What's the problem?
It's not here.
Hey, there's no Sofar.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Beep, beep. Where's Sofar?
Did you kill him?
He swallowed him. Now, that's obviously why the first word in Perichov Zion is Yosef Iyov. Sofar didn't say anything. So, Iyov spoke. And if you look at Perichov Zion, Perichov Chet, properly, you see that he's really responding. He's responding to what Sofer would have said naturally based on his shittot. He speaks to all of them. He speaks. He talks about Chachma. If you remember, Sofer was the Chachma guy. But this is really an example of a debate petering out. Fair? Eliphaz, boom. Went to go with a jugular. Like, what do you say then? It's like, awkward, right? And then, you know, Bildad's just like, no, there's a lot we don't understand. I think I'll say it in like 5 seconds. And Sofer's like, I don't understand. I'm just going to... Here we are. And Iyov is responding. So, of course, Iyov, you know, responds in Perichov Gimel Chav Dalet to Eliphaz, and then in Chavav to Bildad, and then I think Chav Zayin and Chav Chet to all of them, including Tzofar. And again, his point is, in Perichov Dalet, he makes a point, Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, that essentially it's possible to believe that people get punished the way they should be. The Rishonim get punished. But part of the problem is we don't see it. And if we don't see it, then it's not our reality. It's just theory. That was a quick summary of two Prakim. In Perichov Vav, in response to Chachma, Iyov, you know, comes back with what he's saying all along. Okay, so man doesn't understand so much of God's world. Why is that? Let's look at Perichov Vav. Pasuk Yud Dalet, just to see a highlight pasuk of Iyov's response here. He says, "Hein elik tzot rachav." You're right. Uma shemetz davar nishmabo. And how much can we understand? V'ram gevurotav mi yitbonan. Who can fathom the thunder of his mighty deeds? Yeah, meaning we can't fathom God. But the question is, what happens with all that? Just to say we don't understand the depths of everything. It's fine, but the question is, where does it lead? And what it leads, as Iyov has been saying throughout, is man's suffering. And this is the theme he carries through in the next Prakim, where he talks about how, you're right, there are things so far, so beyond us, but God keeps the secrets for himself, like gold and silver, and just tells man to fear. And we fear God because we can't figure things out and we don't understand them. What's interesting are the last three Prakim here. We see in Perek Chof Zayin, it says, Vayosef Iyov Mishalo, which makes sense because he's stepping in. He's stepping in on behalf of Tzofar. And then we have Perek Chof Tet, Vayosef Iyov Seit Mishalo Vayomar. And then he added another speech. And this is his last speech. It's called his last speech. Well, that would be a good, you know, speculative suggestion. We'll see it in a second, right? This is his, it says it's his last speech because if you look at the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, it says, "Tachat chita yetzei choach v'tachat seora v'asha tamu v'asha tamu divrei Iyov." Iyov's words were finished. In fact, Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Aleph begins, "Vayishbitu shloshet anashim ha'elu meinot et Iyov." The friends stopped speaking, stopped answering Eov. Kihu tzadik be'enav. Because he's tzadik in his own eyes. So what can they tell him, right? The debate became, you know, a deaf debate. Right? What do you guys call that? In Israel, called sichat chershim. What?
And
I don't
know. Right? If he thinks he's a tzaddik, so what can they tell him? And he has this long speech here, which is his concluding speech. And the speech basically breaks down between past and present. Yov begins Perek Chavtet. Mi itneni chiyakei kedem ki me'el o ayish marini. Who could take me back to the good old days? And he describes longingly how things used to be from. We'll get back to some of the details of this in a second. Perek Lamed versus Perek Chavtet. And here the Christians got it right. You can stumble onto things sometimes. Begins with what keyword? Viata. But now things are different. Viata sachku alai tzirim mi meni liyamim asher ma'asti avotam l'shitim kalbeit zoni. Now young people who I used to be so much above laugh at me and make fun of me. I'm at the bottom of the social scale. And he describes here how human beings, people who used to be above, look down at him and mock him. Describes this at great length. And then in the second part of the perek, Pasuk Tetnon, he begins again, Viata Neginatam Hayiti Ve'elem Lemila. He describes in the first part how he used to be so respected and now he's so mocked. Pasuk Tetzayin begins with a third Viata. Viata Alay Tetzavech Nafshi Achazuni Me'oni. He describes his natural suffering, how God is attacking him, how God won't answer him, is treating him so insensitively, and he wishes he would just be dead. A good example, this is Pasuk Chav Aleph. Tehafech li'achzor li. You've turned cruel to me. Who is he speaking to? God. Be'otzem yadcha tismeteni. With the might of your hand, you despise me. You slap me around. It's both the physical suffering and the despisement that shows of God towards him. Perek Lamed Aleph is where Iyov uses a very important word, the word im. Let's take a look. Perek Lamed Aleph. Brit karati le'inai. I forged a covenant with my eyes. Uma et bonan al b'tula. I would not gaze at a virgin woman. Ume chelek Elohim imal v'nachat shadayim imamim. And what was my portion from God of being so careful about things? Halo eid la'aval v'necha lefo'a le'oven. It was estrangement, disaster. Pasuk Dalid, Ahalohu Yered Rachai V'Cholzer Esbor. Does he not see? Im Halachti Im Shav Atachashal Memar Agli. Im Pasuk Zayin Tita Asherim Ine Adarach V'Achar Ini Halach Libi. Pasuk Tet. Im Niftali Bi Alisha V'Apetach Rei Arafti. Pasuk Gimel. Im Emas Mishpat Avdi V'Amati B'Rivam Imadi. Pasuk Tet Zayin. Im Emna Mechevet Dalim V'Enei Almana Achale. Pasuk Yitet. Im Ere Oved Mibli Levush V'Ein Ksut Levyon. Pasuk Chav. Im Lo V'Erchuni Chalatzav. Im Anifoti Al Yatom. Im. They're all Lashon Shvua. Im. I didn't do any of these things. So why do I deserve to be treated this way? The contrast between the righteous, good person he was and his fate of what's happened to him now. The obvious question is, was he righteous or not? And if we go back to Perek Chavtet, what's most striking is how he describes himself as having been a social activist, which is so strange in contrast to relative to what Bildad just said about him. Let's take a look at the Pesukim. Pesuk Yud Aleph. Ki ozen shama v'te'ashreni. When an ear would hear me, it would praise me. V'ayin ra'ata v'te'ideni. And eyes would see me and vouch for me. Ki amaleit ani mishavea. I would save the poor man from his cries. V'yatom v'lo zerlo. Was there an orphan who I did not help? Birkato veda laitavo. The blessing of the lost one would come on me. V'leiv almana arnin. And I would cause the heart of the widow to sing. Tzedek lavashti ve'il b'sheni. I wore righteousness. Pasuk Tetvav, Einayim hayiti la'iver, I was the eyes for the blind man. V'raglayim l'piseach ani, and I was the legs for the cripple. Av anochi le'evyonim, I was the father of the poor. V'riv lo yadati echkareyu, and there was no battle that I didn't know how to search out and solve and help people. V'ashabra matlot avel, I smashed the fangs of injustice. U'mishina v'ashlich taref, and saved the prey from its teeth. What a good guy, no? V'asukir chet, v'omarim kini agva, and I thought I'll expire with my nest intact. V'ashiduach again, v'chachol arbe yamim, and like sand, my days would be long. I thought everything would be good, and instead, everything fell apart. And you can understand very well why Eov feels the need to talk about how good he was, because he was just attacked as being the opposite. And obviously the question is, to say someone is a little bit of a tzaddik or a big tzaddik, a little bit of a Russia or a big Russia, they give, you know, this amount of tzedakah, that amount, which one? You can't say both descriptions are right, that he was, you know, a totally insensitive, mean person to everyone, or he was the most helpful person to everyone. Which one is it? That's the question, right? Shira, is that the question? Okay.
No.
No, it's not the question? I think that was your question. Okay. I think the answer can be derived from Eov's own words. Both in the beginning and the end of his speech. Let's tune in Pasuk Zayin to see who Eov was. Bitseiti shar alei karet. When I would go out to the gate of the city, v'rechov achin moshevi, in the street I would set my seat. What was Eov's job? Who would sit in the gates of cities?
Judges.
He was a judge. Pasukhet, Ra'uni ne'arim v'nechbal. Children would see me and hide. Zio speaking. V'shishim kamo amadu, and the elders would stand up. Sarim atzru b'milim, the ministers would stop speaking. V'chaf yasimu lefihem, and they would cover their mouths with their hands. Kol negidim nechbal, l'shanam nechkam daveku, their tongues would stick to their cheeks. The ear would hear me and be happy, and the eye would see me and testify about me. And then he goes on to explain how he would save people. How does he think he saves people?
Justice.
It's very easy to understand why he has such a problem with injustice. If his whole life was devoted to bringing justice, right? Look at the end of the parak, by the way. Similarly, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Li shamu v'yichelu, people would hear me. People would hear me with anticipation. V'yidmu lamo atzati, and wait for my etzot, for my advice. Achrei dvari lo yishnu, people wouldn't speak after. And he's the speaker, etc. But what's interesting is that Eov himself describes people hiding when he speaks, people closing their mouths when he speaks. Why? There's this tremendous kavod, fear, respect. Why?
He wields a lot of power.
Definitely wielded a lot of power. And one thing it seems is he wasn't that interested in hearing other people's opinions.
We get that.
When he judged, was he interested in hearing everybody and all the other judges and everybody's feelings and things? The Sarim stopped speaking. And maybe he judged that way because he knew a lot, because he understood a lot. But the Mishnah in Avot says, never judge alone. Why?
Perspective.
Because only God judges alone. Oh. Is it possible that when you judge alone, you make mistakes? Yeah. Is it possible that those mistakes end up doing terrible damage to the weakest people in society, the orphans, the widows? Is it understandable that now that he's down, there are all these people who are lording over him? What people do you think would be lording over him?
When is he ruled against?
All the people he ruled against. Maybe some of them unfairly, incorrectly. It's a very strong pasuk, and again, it's Eov's own words. Let's take a look at Pasuk Yud Dalet. Tzedek lavashti vayilbasheni. I wore justice and it suited me. Kimi'il v'tzanif mishpati. Like a jacket and a scarf. A headdress was my justice. You know, there's like to say, you know, what's the right pant size, the size you're wearing? whatever, meaning I was wore justice and it fit me. Yov was very carried away with his ability to judge, right? Fair? If he did a good job. There definitely are judges who are pompous, and it's understandable how you can become pompous. Yov, the Sefer says, was a Tam, and he array Elohim, and all these things. And assumably, we have no reason to assume that his intention was not to bring real justice. But you read Perek Chavtet and you hear a description of this all-knowing judge who no one speaks in front of. Let's look again, Pasuk Chav Aleph. Li shamu v'yichelu v'yidmu l'mo'atzati. People would sit quietly waiting for my word. Acharei dvari lo yishnu. After my words, no one would speak. V'alemo titov milati. My speech would be pleasing to them. V'yichalu kemakarli. They would wait like rain for my words. Ufihem paru l'malkosh. And their mouths would be open for the rain. Pasuk Chaf Hei. Evchar darkam ve'eshev rosh. I would choose the way and sit at the head. Ve'eshkon kamelech begdud. I would rest like a king amongst his troops. Kasher avelim yinachem. Like avelim console people, right? The guy sitting at the top, at the front. And again, that's what he's longing for. The good old days when he was respected, when he was... So this is himself speaking. Eliphaz comes and says, you did a lot of bad to a lot of people. That's what you're suffering now. Didn't start off that way, right? Again, Eov was a very well-respected person. And there was a lot to respect in him. And there was a lot to fear in him. How did God punish him? He treated him the same way. How do you get someone to feel what it's like to be judged without really being heard? By someone who thinks they have it all figured out and doesn't understand what you're saying or care about what you're saying. By doing that to that person. And that's the thing that frustrates you the most. He goes, where's my damn court? I'm not being heard. Were there a lot of people that suffered that way at his hands? And he says it. I'm not saying what Eliphaz says about him. He says it. People wouldn't speak. It's interesting when you can learn from someone's own words about the problem. And again, in Periklam, he starts swearing, did I ever heard an Ayasom? Did I ever heard an Almana? Does he know? Yeah.
So what do you do with the beginning of Eov?
I mentioned he was a Tam and Yerelokim.
No, but Hashem, what Hashem views... How
he's a Tam and Yerelokim, he's a good guy. He's a good guy who intends to bring justice. He's not bringing justice 100%, right?
Yeah.
He's not... That doesn't necessarily mean that...
So why doesn't this...
So that's the question. That gets back to the original question, right? How are we supposed to understand that mashal, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the Satan is generated by all the negativity that he's doing, right?
Yeah, but why doesn't the Satan say, I could just punish him now because of all this bad that he's
Why does the Satan not put it on the table? I don't know. Yes?
I feel like this is a very simple answer to like so many philosophical and complex things. That, like,
I don't think this relates to any of the philosophical questions. My point is, this is we're not speaking today about what the answer to Eov's questions about life is.
Yeah,
we're talking today about who Eov was. Who Eov was. We didn't get to the broader questions, right? Let's say you find that Eov was a guy who deserves some of this. Okay, or all of this, fine. That doesn't answer the questions he raises. There are people out there who suffer terribly, right? And, you know, that's hard to explain because you can't prove that someone's a tzaddik, right? But you definitely know when someone's a rasha. And there are rishayim who benefit, right? Those questions we haven't related to at all. All we're talking about here is what they're talking about, which is in the third round, they're talking about him. And we ask the question. Alifa says he's evil. Yov says he's good. What's pshat? So that's the question we want to answer.
But in the end, it seems just like his punishment made it.
Well, that particular point, I think, maybe we can see here. I don't think we've related to the bigger questions about, you know, what happens in the world as a whole. That we're going to have to see. You know, the shitateich. We want to know the answers at the end.
So
I want to tell you already, you're not going to get the answers that you're looking for. But we're going to get the answers that Hashem wants to give. Which is worth something, right?
So this isn't this is just about you. This isn't about the broader.
That's what we're talking about. That's what they're talking about in the third round for sure. Yeah.
So you're portrayed not as someone who just is like this experiment for God, but like, you know, punishment, not punishment, but like suffering coming up, no more is like.
Eliphaz definitely presents Eov as a wicked person who deserves what he got. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we learn all of this from things that he's saying about himself, and this is exactly what his friend said about him, why was he not? Why did he realize that that's
what he said about himself is positive. You can just see the problem through the positive.
Why wasn't he able to, like,
people get caught up in themselves on what they're about and what they're doing, right? That's why you need good friends to tell you off.
Doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't work when your friends tell you off.
Not here, does it?
Sometimes people aren't ready to hear. You need a good friend, you know. And again, sometimes we should never be in these kind of situations where it's hard to hear it, right? Yes.
Friends never attack him directly on that. Meaning, like, if it was
never attack directly on what?
On the fact that if he was a judge. Meaning, Eliphaz could have said, like,
Eliphaz attacks him very clearly. He doesn't say you were a judge and did this. He says you did all these terrible things.
If his sin is like that, he was not a bad judge, but
he was an insensitive person who wasn't careful not to cause damage to a lot of people through his sucking, through his justice, through his righteousness, right?
Why do they only come up at the third round coming up with that?
Sorry?
Why do they only at the third round?
Because they were talking about the broader questions that Eov was raising, right? No, they said throughout that there were issues, right? They just didn't spell them out this way. This is how Eliphaz begins the third round. You hope also when you speak to someone you can try and deal with the issue without attacking them, right? You read Perichov Bet, it's sizzling, no? You think that's how I should have started?
He was asking, what did I do wrong? Well, he could have answered. Like,
he wasn't saying, what did I do wrong? He was saying, I didn't do wrong. They're trying to say, no, people do, you know, people suffer when they do wrong. You think about it, you can understand why it's a more sensitive approach. Okay, so next week we're going to start Perichov Lamed Bet. Perichov Lamed Bet is a totally new section of Sefer Eov. It's when Elihu steps up. And the first thing we're going to try to understand is who is Elihu and why is he coming and what does he say and how does it relate to everything we saw up till this? And then God speaks. That's something in Stama worth reading, no? God speaks to Eov. Okay, let's see what he wants to say because it's important, no?
Are we going to have Shira?